it's halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You.
Okay, if you're unsure how this game works, basically Maddie versus Crevo today. One of them is holding a real item, the other is a fake item. Both of them are going to try and convince you they are in fact holding the real item. Up for grabs a $50 voucher to spend at Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. We're about to meet Abby in Metford. Good morning, Abby.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Now, do you consider yourself a human lie detector, Abby?
Oh, sometimes.
Who do you, just off the bat, who do you reckon's got it without anything already?
Maybe Maddie.
Oh, you think I have the real item?
Oh,
okay.
We'll see. Well, one of them is in fact holding the real item. Well, who would you like to go first?
Maddie can go first.
Okay,
let's do this, Abby. So in my hand right now, what I have is this beautiful coffee mug that a listener gave me. Now, it's got my name emblazoned on it. It was so lovely. It's hot pink because, you know, who doesn't love a hot pink coffee mug? But, yeah, I drink my coffee out of this every day. Yeah. That's it.
All right. Any questions for Maddie, Abby?
Is it like one of the tall coffee mugs or like the round one?
No, it's a round one. It's like just the standard size. It's also got pictures of birds on it, which is really nice, like nice little budgies. It's emblazoned. It's a beautiful mug. Like, I love this mug. It's just so extra. Normal size mug.
Okay.
All right. Well, Crevo, what have you got in your hands?
Well, you've heard that absolute BS now, Abby. I've got the real item here. What I have in front of me, and think about this, because, you know, I do, you know, everyone knows I like the finer things in life. It's part of my character. I have a whiskey decanter, because you can't have the whiskey out of the normal bottle. It's better when it's put in a decanter. And it's sort of like, it's like a cut glass one. So this is not a real high-end one. And if you listen carefully, I'll sort of run the edge of it over the desk, okay? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Abby. So
that's it. Obviously, I've got the real thing. You couldn't fake that noise.
What he actually has, Abby, you know those really big old crystal ashtrays like your grandma used to have on the doily? There were never any cigarettes in them. There was like the ashtray on the doily. He has that. That's why it has those rigid edges. He doesn't have a whiskey decanter. How ridiculous.
All right.
Look, I just want to say one more thing to Abby.
Okay.
Abby, what do you think is more common in a radio station at 7:30 in the morning, a coffee cup or a whiskey decanter? That's all I'll say.
Do you have any questions for Crevo, though, about this apparent whiskey decanter?
What's it look like?
So it's sort of cut glass.
Good
and
luck.
And it has... And
what's cut glass even mean?
Well, it means like during the process when they make it, they run this sort of kind of hot knife through it to create the cuts. And they're sort of diamond shapes. And then at the top, it's got this quite elaborate stopper that goes in the top.
All right, Abby, time to guess. Who is holding the real item? Is it Maddie or is it Crevo?
I think it's Maddie.
You think I'm holding the real item, Abby?
Yeah.
Lock it in?
Lock it in.
No! Crevo's got the real item.
Yeah, sorry, Abby. I do have a crystal decanter in here.
Why, as Maddie said, 7:30 on a Tuesday, a Wednesday morning, why you have a crystal whiskey decanter?
Otherwise, where am I going to put my whiskey later?
Okay, true. Is that what's in your coffee?
If only.
Sorry, Abby.
It's so good.
Thanks, doll. You've been fun.
Oh, you get nothing, though.
Terrible. God,
you're so brutal.
You're so rude sometimes.
Well, that's what...
you get nothing. Sorry.
At least I said sorry. Yeah.